Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, hey, I actually just it was maybe yesterday or the day before, I was looking at a LinkedIn post and it kind of stuck out, and I just thought I'd share it with you and maybe give my thoughts on a few things. But the title of it is Five Self-Care Tips That Have Changed My Life for the Better. So again, five self-care tips that have changed my life for the better. The first thing that is listed, stop watching the news. And, I've mentioned this one in the past, but I couldn't agree with this more. I think for me personally, sometimes when I look at the news, or if I spend too much time looking at the news, boy, it could really bring you down, because it's most of the time, most of it is very negative, and it can be overwhelming and really, really put you in a bad place. For myself, what I do is it's generally about 5 minutes, maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day total, where I'll quickly look at Apple News or something like that, just to be caught up on current events. But I certainly don't want to camp there, because it can be overwhelming. But so that's the first one, and I'm going to go through three of these. The second one is stop regretting past decisions. In the person lists, you made a choice at the time with the information you had, so be at peace with it and go with it. And I think this is really important, because oftentimes we think, gosh, why did I do that at the time? And of course, if we knew then what we know now, we might have made a different decision. But we don't generally have the luxury of knowing what an outcome would be when we make a decision. So yeah, if you've got something in your life that you're just not letting go of, it's a past decision that just kind of is bothering you, let it go. I think the other thing is, kind of goes back to my last one, is have grace for yourself. If you made a really bad decision or gotten a bad situation, have grace for yourself, forgive yourself, and move on. And then the next one is only compare yourself to your former self. And the headline there is stop comparing yourself to others. Everyone has issues you would never want. And then the person ends it with, trust me. And this is so true. And I think what happens is we, you individually, me, myself, I view myself by the things that I think, okay? So if that makes sense. So I'll be sitting here in my office or at home, and what goes on between my ears, I'm not saying it out loud, but that's what I judge myself by, is what I'm thinking, whereas I judge other people by what I see or by what they do. And so that, in and of itself, is a hard thing, because we look at others and we see them acting or being, doing something that is admirable, and we're like, man, I wish I was that person. But we don't have the luxury of knowing what's going on between their ears. And so be careful with comparing yourself to others for that very reason, because you judge yourself by what you think and you judge others by what you see. Well, I hope this is a blessing to you. It is five self-care tips. I only went through three of them. And I hope one of those is something that would be an encouragement to you today. So, well, have a great afternoon, or a great evening, and a great rest of your week, and live a life of love. We'll talk soon.